this week, they've been brought to you by Jem Roberts, who's a comedian. He's also a writer. He's written Official Histories of Blackadder, and his biography of Fry and Laurie comes out next year. The latest thing that he's been busy working on is something called Tales of Britain. And the thing that he does with this is to try and bring to life some of the ancient folk stories and fairy tales from Britain's rich history. And what's more, he regularly performs these tales live in the character of Brother Bernard, who is an ancient monk. So, all this week, Brother Bernard has been telling us a story.
Hello, I'm Brother Bernard. For the final story this week, we end on perhaps the one most famous hero in the collection, whose legends are rooted all around the southwest, King Arthur. Many say that Arthur was born down in Tintagel in Cornwall, where he drew the sword Excalibur from Merlin's famous stone, making himself rightful king of all Britain. Many say he held his court at Camelot, with a round table based on any number of ancient hill forts around Wiltshire and Somerset, where a Romano-British warlord may have led the resistance against the English invaders. Legend tells us that Arthur's greatest triumph was at the Battle of Badon Hill, which brings us right home again to Bath, where our first story was based. But the most famous sight of all, Arthur's supposed final resting place, is here in Somerset at Glastonbury Tor, or rather, as it was known then, the Isle of Avalon. Maybe it is all the dreams of medieval monastic conmen, but any trip to Glastonbury can give a lover of Arthurian legend the willies. It's said that the mighty king was usurped by his evil nephew, or indeed son, Mordred, at the Battle of Camlann. And although he and Excalibur vanquished Mordred's forces, King Arthur himself was mortally wounded. It was only once his loyal servant, Sir Bedivere, had cast Excalibur back out into the waters of Somerset, where it was accepted by the Lady of the Lake, that Arthur was finally carried off to the Isle of Avalon by Morgana le Fay and her Sisters of Mercy, and he and his wife Guinevere were laid to rest either there or on the site where Glastonbury Abbey would eventually be built. But of course, we know full well that Arthur is only resting and will arise to help the people of Britain in their darkest hour when the time is ripe. And maybe he has been oversleeping a bit in recent years. Even if you don't believe any of this, and there are many, many claims on the Arthur legend from Scotland down to France, visiting Glastonbury is still exciting, and the tour is, after all, also the entrance to the fairy kingdom of Gwyn Ap Nuth, so there's another reason to visit. And there are 77 places like this given tourist guides in Tales of Britain, with a story for each. So please support this campaign, and let these ancient stories live again in the 21st century. The end.
That's Brother Bernard there, our ancient monk, a.k.a. Jem Roberts, writer and comedian. He is also stopping in with Dr. Phil tomorrow morning. He's going to be the happy hour guest, or one of the two happy hour guests. He's also got a clown on in the same hour as well. So that's going on. Dr. Phil.